Let's all bow our hearts in prayer. Dear Lord, and our God, thy name is great and glorious, and we come before thee to hear thy word, which draws us together in sweet communion with thee, dear Heavenly Father. We come before thee, Father, with great joy to receive thy blessing, to hear the words of promise which thou hast given unto us through thy Son and our Savior and our Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Father in heaven, help us and be with us and bless thy holy and most precious word and open our hearts, O Father, that we would gladly listen this day, that we would be obedient unto thy holy and precious will. So bless us richly, Father, and be with us. This we ask and bless the name of Jesus. Amen. With help of God, let us find a read from the Gospel according to St. Luke from chapter 1. It's a very lengthy chapter, so let's read the first 25 verses, and then we'll continue on verse 57 and read a few verses. So, Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 1, from the beginning, 25 verses, and then we'll continue on verse number 57. Sveto evanđelje po Luki, prva glava, prvih 25 stihova i onda želim da se nastavi na 57. stihu nekoliko stihova. For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word. It seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus, that thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias, of the course of Abia, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. And they had no child, because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard. And thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. And Zechariah said unto the angel, Whereby shall I know this? For I'm an old man, and my wife well stricken in age, in years. And the angel answering said unto him, I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee, and to show thee these glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be dumb, and not be able to speak, until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. And the people waited for Zacharias and marveled that he tarried so long in the temple. And when he came out, he could not speak unto them, and they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple, for he beckoned unto them and remained speechless. And it came to pass that as soon as the days of his ministration were accomplished, he departed to his own house. And after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived and hid herself 5 months, saying, Thus had the Lord dealt with me in the days wherein he looked on me to take away my reproach among men. Now we are continuing on verse 57. Now Elizabeth's full time came that she should be delivered, as she brought forth a son. And her neighbors and her cousins heard how the Lord had shown great mercy upon her, and they rejoiced with her. And it came to pass that on the eighth day that they came to circumcise the child, and they called him Zacharias, after the name of his father. And his mother answered and said, Not so, but he shall be called John. And they said unto her, There is none of thy kindred that is called by this name. And they made signs to his father how he would have called him, or how he would have him called. And he asked for a writing table and wrote, saying, His name is John. And they marveled all. And his mouth was open immediately, and his tongue loosed, and he spake and praised God. Let's stop here. This chapter that we have before us is a fulfillment of the last words that were written in the Old Testament. Last book, last words. In Malachi chapter 4, it says, Behold, I will send you Elijah, the prophet, before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. 400 years went by before this was fulfilled. And Luke is the only one that writes about the birth of John the Baptist. Now, Luke was not with Jesus from the very beginning. And yet, with the power of the Holy Spirit, with the knowledge that he received, and being with the Apostle Paul and other disciples, he was able to write a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful book. It's the longest book. And even this chapter is the longest in the whole New Testament. There's so much written in the book of life. So he is writing, he says, As many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us. Most surely believed. Then he continues on, he says, Even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word. So all the miracles, the glad tidings that Jesus has done, all that was delivered from the eyewitnesses, his disciples that walked with him, that shared the supper with him, that were around him, seeing the miracles that he has performed. They gladly shared those beautiful words. And Luke, as he became a disciple, he is now sharing. He says that he is writing to this excellent Theophilus. We do not know who he was. The Bible and even the history does not say anything about him. But even Acts, Luke is continuing in writing Acts to the same person, so that he would have the good and same understanding. And all these letters were saved for all of us, even today, so that each and every one of us would have a perfect, good understanding of God's salvation. It said that thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed. So he knew about Christ, and yet he needed more information. He wanted to absorb as much as he was able to. And Luke wrote many things. There were so many things that Luke writes the other disciples didn't. It's not that they did not know. Everyone wrote differently. Especially Mark. He was very short. Most of his letters or chapters were very short, to the point. He even skipped the birth of John, Jesus. He right away continued and most of all the other Gospels starts off with John the Baptist preaching already. But this chapter, I find it very interesting, especially since Wednesday we were reading about John the Baptist and Jesus Christ, how they were baptizing, and how John admitted that he needs to decrease and Jesus needs to increase. We also need to decrease, humble ourselves, and give honor to our God, to our Heavenly Father, and to Christ. So the preface speaks about, as I just mentioned, about Luke writing to Theophilus. So he begins, he says, there was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, certain priest named Zacharias, not known, certain priest. He was of the family of Aaron, the lineage of Aaron, so was his wife. They were Levites, so he was able to be a priest. And this man, Zacharias, of the course of Abia, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron. Her name was Elizabeth. One of the most beautiful verses right here in verse 6, it says, and they were both righteous. That's something that we need to keep throughout this whole chapter. Being righteous. It says, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. That does not mean that they had no faults. Does not mean that they never made a mistake. But following God's commandment, walking with God, all the ordinances that God has given unto them, they follow them completely. Blameless. Upright. That's how we need to be. Following the footsteps of our dear Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. If we stay close to him, if we obey him, if we keep all his commandments, we too can be blameless. We will not be faultless. We will have faults and mistakes, but we can't be blameless following God's commandments. And they had no child because that Elizabeth was barren. And now they were old. We all know that this is not the first time when someone that was barren, that was not able to have any children, and that was already old, that angel appeared to the woman and promised her a child. We all know about Abraham and Sarah. I'm sure that's the first thing that comes to our mind. God promised Abraham, and even changed his name, father of multitude. How can someone be a father of multitude when you have no children? But he said that Abraham believed. He was old, his wife was old, and she was barren. She was not able to have children. And yet God is promising him, you will have a great nation. Out of their own seed, you will have a multitude, a great multitude. And yet he believed. So, and it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office, he was chosen, which was a great honor for him to be chosen to burn incense. There were many priests in those days. And yet he was chosen to do that task. I'm sure that he felt honored that he was the one to be chosen to go into the temple to burn incense, whether it was in the morning or evening. And it says that the multitude of the people were praying outside at the time of incense. We can read it in Old Testament that was a task that the priest would do, to burn incense to God's glory and to God's honor. And God commanded people when they burned incense to be the sweet-smelling incense to God. Not to mix it, not to do the strange incense. God would not accept that. But it had to be what God had ordered them. The right one, the right incense. So here he is, he walks into the temple. Perhaps it's pretty dark inside, just the lamps are on. He is there by himself. All the rest of the people are outside praying. And he says that, and there appeared unto him angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. When he saw him, he said he was troubled and fear fell upon him. Of course he was troubled. He is in there by himself. He knows that no one else was able to enter in except the priests that would do the burning of the incense. It's somewhat dark, and all of a sudden he sees someone standing on the right side of the altar. Someone just appeared there in front of him. So, of course, there's a great, great fear. Just like the angel told Daniel, he tells Zechariah the same thing, fear not. We know the story of Samson also. The angel of the Lord appeared to his wife, Manoah's wife, and told her that she will also conceive and have a child. And the angel of the Lord gave the instruction to her not to drink strong drink, just like he gave Elizabeth here. And same thing, she was fearful when the angel of the Lord appeared unto her. And he told her the same thing, not to fear, don't be afraid. So the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard. And thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. Then he continues on, he says, and thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. This should have been enough, even though angel told him more, that he shall go before him in spirit and power of Elijah. He's giving him the prophecies. Zechariah knew of the prophecy. I'm sure this was nothing new for him. This verse 17 is the one we just read in the last chapter. Pretty much the same thing. I think it's written the same way. Malachi. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children and the heart of the children to their father, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. So he's quoting the same verse to him. Now this should have been enough for Zacharias to believe, to thank him, and to walk out and tell his wife the great news. But no, Zechariah said unto the angel, how shall I know this? A little doubt here in his mind, in his heart. Whereby shall I know this? For I'm an old man, and my wife, well stricken in age. She's very old too. How can this be? How can this happen? It was very similar when the angel appeared to Abraham and Sarah. As a matter of fact, Sarah laughed. There are different ways to laugh, different reasons to laugh. You laugh because of joy. Sometimes you laugh because of disbelief. Sometimes you laugh because of relief. Sarah laughed, not because of joy, but disbelief. An angel told her, why did you laugh? And then she lied. Now she has to lie. She has to defend herself. I did not lie. The angel told her, yes, you did. And she was not able to answer him anymore. She realized that she was wrong, that she was lying. She did laugh. And it wasn't the laughter of joy. It was because of disbelief. She was old, same thing as Elizabeth. She could not believe that she will have a son at that age. And she was barren. She was not able to have children. Same with Elizabeth. She was not able to have children even when she was young. And now, on top of that, she is old. So Zacharias here, he wanted a little proof. How can I know this? How can this happen? How can this be possible? It's not possible. She wasn't able to have children then, and now she's old. We are all both old. It won't happen. Now, when angel appeared to let me read this so I don't know. Samson's mother, you know, her name is not mentioned anywhere. For some reason, always says Manoah's wife. I'm not sure why her name was not mentioned anywhere. We can read it in Judges, I think it's chapter 13. When the angel appeared to her, Manoah's wife, he said, behold, now thou art barren, same thing as Elizabeth, you were not able to have children, and bearest not, but thou shalt conceive and bear a son. This is the promise from God. And then he gives her instruction, that razor should not come on his head, and he will be a Nazarite, and that he will begin to deliver Israelites from the Philistines. So the woman came and told her husband, saying, a man of God, she realized that he was man of God, came unto me, and his countenance was like the countenance of angel of the Lord. She realized that he was chosen or sent by God. She did not know that he was an angel, but he was a man of God. His countenance was like, he looked like angel of the God, of God. Very great, very terrible, which nowadays if we said terrible, doesn't sound very good. It means very great, but I asked him not whence he was, neither told me his name. But she believed, and then she is telling her husband, but he said unto me, behold, thou shalt conceive and bear a son, and don't drink strong drink and all that. So Manoah, I'm not sure if he believed or not, but he wanted the reproof too. So he asked God to send that man again. He wanted to hear it himself. Does not say that he had doubts or anything, but he wanted to hear it himself. So he asked God that he would send that man again to teach them what they should do with the child, so he would know too. He said that God heard him. He heard his prayer. He answered it. So the angel of the Lord came, but again he came to the woman again when she was in the field by herself. So she went and called her husband, and he came. And then, same thing, he told him the same thing that he told his wife. So they wanted to offer him sacrifice. They wanted to thank him. We know, I'm sure that we read it many times, the story of Samson, how he was born. But the interesting thing is that when they realized he ascended on the altar, on the burnt offering, the angel, he went back to heaven. When they realized that it was an angel, Manoah said, we will die. We have seen the face of God. We've seen the heavenly being. We will die. They knew, as we all know, that in this flesh we cannot see God. We cannot see God in this flesh. We feel his presence. We feel his love. We read from his beautiful words of life. But in this flesh we cannot see God. And then his wife tells him, if God wanted to kill us, would he come to us and tell us the great news? She was comforting him. He was afraid that he will die. Getting back to the Gospel according to St. Luke. So Zacharias here has a doubt. He does not really believe that it can happen. He's a faithful man, believes in God, follows the ordinances, the commandments, he's blameless, and yet he has a hard time believing a miracle that it will happen through them. So angel said to him, I am Gabriel that stands in the presence of God. And I am sent to speak unto thee and to show thee these glad tidings. He would not change. Angels do not lie. When they come and they tell you something, they will not go back. They will not change. They will not say, well, that's not exactly what I meant, but let me really think if that can happen. He is the host, the heavenly host, from the angel of the heavenly host. He was sent by God to tell them the glad news, the glad tidings. But because Zacharias did not believe, now he will be disciplined because of his unbelief. his lack of faith. He says, "Behold, thou shalt be dumb and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not the words which shall be fulfilled in their season." This must have been very hard for Zacharias to walk out of the temple. Here he received a great task, being a priest to burn incense. Now he's walking out speechless, could not utter one word. His mouth was closed because of his unbelief, lack of faith, and then his mouth was open because of the faith that he received later on. It took him pretty much the whole time until his wife had the child. He was speechless for that long, could not say one word. Now, the verse 62 says that they made signs to his father how he would have called him, his name. So some say that he probably couldn't hear either because of the signs that they had to make. I'm not so sure if that was the case, or if they made just the body gestures because he couldn't speak, or he really couldn't hear either. Sometimes that went hand in hand. If you cannot speak, you cannot hear. But I'm not really sure, just because of that one verse. So the people that saw him as he walked out said that he could not speak at all. He couldn't say one word. They realized that he had seen a vision in the temple. When you cannot speak, you have to use hand gestures. And it's really, really hard to explain what took place inside when you cannot speak. God has given us lips and mouth to speak, but to speak the good things, to praise God, to honor him, to sing songs unto him. Can we imagine if we could not speak? We would not be able to glorify our Heavenly Father. But there are many that use their voices to curse God, to speak evil things. But we are called to glorify, to bless, to praise our Heavenly Father. Because of the lack of his faith, he was speechless, could not say one word. Then they went to the house. So according to the words of the angel, God's promise, Elizabeth conceived. Old age, being barren, did not matter. To God, everything is possible. And it says here that she hid herself 5 months. A couple of reasons. One of them could be she wanted to make sure that when it was obvious that she was pregnant, it would be okay to show herself to all the people. Perhaps she had a little hard time also. And another reason, perhaps, that she would have to speak for her husband. He was not able to speak. So 5 months she hid herself. And then this is what she said: "Thus had the Lord dealt with me in the days wherein he looked on me to take away my reproach among men." A day came when she brought forth a son, just like God promised. Now, it was a great joy. The neighbors, the cousins, they all heard about this great miracle. how the Lord had shown great mercy upon her, and they were happy for her, naturally. So now, 8 days later, according to the Old Testament custom, they were about to circumcise the child, son. And now they need to name him. And in those days, and even today, very common to name your oldest son the same name as your father or grandfather, someone in the family. So naturally, they said to call him Zacharias, after the name of his father. And the mother said, not so. Now, they were very surprised that she would say, well, he couldn't speak yet at this time. But she said, not so. His name will be John. Nobody in the family was named John. Did not make any sense to them. Why would she change the custom? Why would she change this? John, which means gracious or blessed by God or graced by God. So they had a little hard time accepting that, even though it wasn't their child, it was hers. But so they tried to get attention from her husband, from Zacharias. He's the priest of the house. He's the man of the house. Even though he cannot speak, but they wrote to him what his name should be. Now, he writes the same thing. His name is John. They were all surprised. And then at that time, the Bible says here that his mouth was open immediately and his tongue loosed. And what did he do? What's the first thing he did? He praised God. His faith returned to him. He realized, I'm sure that he realized that he was wrong for doubting. Dear beloved, we don't have angel coming to us directly and speaking to us as they did in those days. But what do we have? We have God's word, which is the same thing. God speaking to us through the word that he has before us. Do we ever doubt? I am sure that it happens many times. That we have a hard time believing certain things. Perhaps certain things that are written in the book of life. Or sometimes when we get God's commandments, God's will, God answering our prayers, and we have a doubt. We ask God for something and we don't receive what we ask, we receive something else, and then we have a hard time with it. The same thing as Zacharias. How can this be? He could not believe that this can happen. Now, we know that when Mary, it's written here in these verses that we did not read, same angel appeared unto her too. Now, she asked a question, how can this be when I do not know a man? But she did not say that in disbelief. She just wanted to know how. So there are different ways to answer, to question. Zacharias did not believe. How can this be? It's not possible. Sarah, same thing. She laughed in a way like this is not possible to happen. She did not believe, not at all. The Bible actually said that even Abraham laughed, but not, it wasn't the kind of a laugh that he wasn't believing. He was a faithful man. The Bible said that he believed and it was counted to him for righteousness. So he laughed with joy, believing that God is able to do what he said that he will do. The faith is what we all need. Even to receive the things that are in our mind, in our fleshly mind, impossible. If something seemed to be impossible, but as the Bible says, to God, everything is possible. Everything. Let me read this verse number 6 one more time. This is the one that really stands out to me. Even in the Old Testament, we can read many places when it speaks about the kings. Certain kings started reigning, and it's to pretty much every king, it says, and he did evil or he did right things before God. It's always pleasant to read that so-and-so king reigned, and he did that which was right in the sight of God. Instead of reading, and he did that which was evil in the sight of God. Verse 6 speaks about Elizabeth and Zacharias, and they were both righteous before God. Very, very important to be righteous, to be obedient, to be humble, to be loving, to be kind, to be gracious. Walking in all the commandments, righteous before God, walking in all commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. Such a beautiful verse. Let us take all the words that we read to our heart. Every time we read, and we should read more and more, as much as we can. These are the beautiful words of life. Gives us strength, endurance, patience, love, kindness, all the things that we need so that we can prosper in faith, so that we can be closer to God and walk with God. May God bless His word. Amen.